This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia pounded the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with missiles Thursday, killing 7 people. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Fiona Jones reporting. US President Joe Biden has offered his deep appreciation to Kenyan President William Ruto for the coming deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police forces to help quell gang violence in Haiti. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Biden defended his decision to withhold American forces from the mission in Haiti.
We concluded that for the United States to deploy forces in the hemisphere just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented about what we're trying to do and be able to be used by those who disagree with us and against the interest of Haiti and the United States.
The United States has agreed to contribute $300 million to the coming multinational force that will include the Kenyan officers. And South Korea and Japan announcing Friday a series of sanctions applied to individuals, organizations, and ships related to Russia's alleged purchase of weapons from North Korea and breach of UN Security Council resolutions. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Louisiana's legislature has approved a bill classifying abortion pills as controlled dangerous substances. We get the details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The drugs are mifepristone and misoprostol. Republican State Senator Thomas Presley filed the bill. His sister's husband was slipping her abortion-inducing drugs without her knowledge or consent.
I think this is the right thing to do. I think it'll protect women while allowing those that have legitimate health care needs for these pills to continue to get these pills.
Numerous doctors say this will make it harder to prescribe the medicines women may need. Democratic State Senator Jay Luno says time delays could be fatal.
And that just doesn't make sense. And I hope and pray that if and when that happens, it's not to one of our daughters or wives.
Louisiana currently has a near total abortion ban, applying both to surgical and medical abortions. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on an extreme climate event impacting Mexico, Central America, and parts of the U.S.
Extreme heat in Mexico, Central America, and parts of the U.S. South has left millions of people in sweltering temperatures, strained energy grids, and resulted in iconic howler monkeys in Mexico dropping dead from trees. Scientists reported more than 130 howler monkey deaths in Mexico's southeast jungles. Meteorologists blamed extreme conditions on a heat dome, an area of strong high pressure that blocked clouds from forming and caused extensive sunshine and hot temperatures near and above 100 degrees, all the way to the U.S. South from Miami to South Texas. I'm Norman Hall.
The International Airport and the New Caledonian's capital will remain closed to commercial flights until 9 a.m. Tuesday, according to the director of the body that operates the facility. That would extend the shutdown to nearly 2 weeks in total after flights were halted on May 15th in the face of deadly rioting that broke out in the French Pacific Territory. Since May 13th, hundreds have been injured in clashes triggered by the French voting reform plan. New Caledonia has been ruled from Paris since the 1800s, but many indigenous Kanaks still resent France's power over their islands and want full autonomy or independence. An explosion and fire at a chemical factory in western India killed at least 9 people, 64 injured, according to authorities speaking on Friday. An administrative official told local media the explosion Thursday in the factory's boiler led to the fire that affected many in the Maharashtra state's Thane district. The cause of the explosion is being investigated. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.